Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fourth perek of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to be learning perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, and perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. By way of introduction to this next set of Mishnayos, we should just note that the pasuk in describing this mitzvah, this obligation of Peah, says Uvekutzrichem. That when are you obligated in Peah? Uvekutzrichem, when you harvested the grain, when you harvested the fruit, when you harvested the crops. So if you didn't own the fruit or the crops when it was being harvested, when it was being cut, then you are not obligated in giving Peah to the poor people. On that note, the Mishnah tells us, Nachri shekatzer esadehu v'acher kach nisgayer, says the Mishnah, a non-Jew who cuts his field, who harvests his field, v'acher kach nisgayer, and afterwards he decides, you know what, I want to convert to Judaism. He realizes that he wants to have a relationship with Hashem, and he's going to convert to Judaism. Says the Mishnah, Potter min haleket umin hashicha umin hapeya. Such a person is not obligated, he's exempt, he's potter from leket. Again, leket is when you drop some of the crops in your field and you're collecting them. Shicha, then you forget them. And peya, as we've been speaking about until now, is when you leave a certain section for the poor people. But in all of these cases, you are not obligated in leket, shicha, and peya. Why? Because at the time of the ketzira, at the time of the harvesting, at the time of the cutting, he was not a Jew. And therefore, because there's no uvekutz rachem, he wasn't part of the harvesting process as a Jew. He's pater from leket, shicha, and peah. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'shicha. Rabbi Yehuda said it's true that such a person would be pater from leket and peah. But says Rabbi Yehuda, he would be obligated in shicha when you forget the crops and when you leave them there by accident. Why? Shein hashicha ela bishas ha'imur. Because when it comes to shicha, says Rabbi Yehuda, that starts to, that really matters, that what's really important there is only when it's the shas imur, when you start piling up the crops into bundles. Only then is there a real sense of shichcha, because then you realize, oh my gosh, I forgot the crops, I forgot the fruits, I forgot the grain. But before then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he was a Jew, when they were piled up, he would be obligated in shichcha, according to him. But certainly, potter in leket, and potter in peah. Continues the Mishnah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, hikdish kama ufada kama chayiv. Says the Mishnah, if a person is a makdish, again meaning makdish from kadosh, he means when a person is a makdish something, it means that he's making it holy, he's consecrating it, he's donating it to the Beis HaMikdash. So if a person is a makdish, hikdish kama, he's makdish, he makes his crops holy and donates them to the Beis HaMikdash when they are come, when they're standing up before they are harvested. Ufada come, and then he redeems them back when they're still standing up, they're still in his field. Chayif. And that's in that situation, says the Mishnah, he would be obligated in Peah, because they belong to the Beis HaMikdash when they were standing up in the field. They belong to the Beis HaMikdash still. Sorry, they came back into his possession when he redeemed them. But that happened also when they were standing in the field. So now he's going to cut them. Now he's going to harvest them from his field. So then he's going to be obligated in Peah. Continues the Mishnah, Amarin Ufada, Amarin Chayiv. If a person, if the owner of the field is a makdash, he donates his crops to the Beis HaMikdash when they're already piled up, and then he redeems them, Ufada, he redeems them back when they're piled up, Chayiv, he's obligated there as well. Why? Because he only consecrated them, he was only makdash, he only donated them to the Beis HaMikdash when they're already piled up. But when they were being harvested, when they were being cut, they belonged to him. There is uvekutz rachem, it's your harvest. He owned them at the time of harvest, not the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there too he would be obligated in separating peah for the poor people. However, says the Mishnah, finishes off the Mishnah, Kama ufada amarin petura. However, says the Mishnah, if he's makdish his crops when they're kama, when they're standing up, and then ufada amarin, and then he redeems them back when they're all piled up, petura. Then in that case, he would be pater from peyawai, shebishas chovasa, because at the time of the obligation, at the time of the kitzir, at the time of the harvesting, haisa petur, he was pater, it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. Like we keep saying, the only time that you're obligated in a peah is when you own them, and when you're a Jew in the first case, and in this case, when they belong to you and not the Beis HaMikdash, when they belong to you at the time of the Ketir, at the time of the harvesting, time of the cutting, only then are you obligated in peah. And in this case, in the last case of our Mishnah, he was makdish the crops, he donated the crops at the Beis HaMikdash when they were standing up straight in his field, but then he only redeemed them back after they were already harvested. So when they were harvested, who did they belong to? They belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he would be putter in peah. Quick review, both of these Mishnayos were based on the concept that the only time that a person is obligated in peah, that the owner of a field is obligated in peah, is uva kutzruchem, when you own, and when you're part of the process of harvesting your grain. So in the first case, in Perak Dalid, Mishnah Vav, he was a non-Jew who converted, but he only converted after they were harvested, and therefore, in that case, certainly he would not be obligated in peah. And then Perak Dalid, Mishnah Zayin, gave a similar case, three different cases of when he was makdish his crops, when he donated his crops to the Beis HaMikdash. And again, we see the same principle. If it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash during the Ketzira, during the harvesting, then he's not obligated in peah. But if they belonged to him during the time of harvesting, then he would be obligated in peah. Have a great day.